Well, first, we're not trying to convince Woodside. Woodside has to convince us. And we've made our views very clear on this one, and I can assure you we're not going back on it. There's no other option for Greater Sunrise. As resource owners, we've very much decided that the most favourite option for us is a pipeline to Timor-Leste. And we do have a treaty with Australia that states that we must develop the joint area for the benefit of the Australian people and the Timor-Leste people. Now, we have given one pipeline to Australia. It's gone to Dan from Bayundan. So we feel it's only fair that the other one comes to Timor-Leste for us to enjoy those benefits. So no matter how you want to look at it, or some simple facts usually points out how things should be worked out. So our decision is very clear on that. We recognize Woodside's production sharing contract, but we also recognize that Woodside does not have a license for which option it's going to go. And we spent over $20 million working out independent studies. And the final conclusion is that the Timor-Leste option is much more viable than what we have been led to believe.
Under that treaty, Timor-Leste has a power of veto over any option that you're not happy with. Would you be prepared to veto the project if Woodside weren't willing to compromise on their floating plant idea?
Oh, yes, we're doing that now. What we have stated about 5 years ago is that if the pipeline is not coming in the direction of Timor-Leste, let's just leave it for future generations and let them solve it then.
Now, the issue of the border between Australia and Timor-Leste has been controversial, and it's resulted in the joint petroleum development area. Are you happy with the amount of resources that your country has received under those arrangements?
Now, what I want to get clear, in terms of the maritime boundaries, we have various treaties with Australia, and specifically the last treaty that we did, we've decided to put away the maritime issues for the next 50 years and get on with the business of exploring the natural resources. I'm not saying much at this stage. All treaties, you don't have everything your way. There are some ways that some good parts, but I'm also bound by the treaty that we kind of don't bring up those issues again and just move on that part.
It's an ambitious plan for East Timor to develop oil and gas industry. Why are you confident that it's actually going to work and you'll be able to pull it off?
Well, first of all, this did not begin yesterday. It's been a long process. It's a 10-year process, and in particular in the last 5 years, we have demonstrated that we understand this industry. I'm speaking to you as Minister of Petroleum and Mineral Resources of Timor-Leste. In my department, I have 40 Timorese with master's degree qualifications plus a few years' experience. And more geologists I know what to do with it. It's an indication of how we've taken an interest in natural resources, and that we've got results. But then again, it didn't happen overnight. It took 5 to 10 years. And so we understand the industry. We know where we want to go. We've got the plans in place. And now we're going to implement it. And we've got the money to do it.
If the pipeline does get built and other gas fields are developed and are piped to Timor-Leste, where do you think your country will be in 20 years if you do get the money that's associated with that?
Okay, we have our strategic plans in place already for specifically 20 years where we want to see our country. I'm not an economist, but yes, the GDP capital and all those measuring sticks, we've done all that. But essentially, we want to see the country, the living standards improved, better education, infrastructures, and the sanitation. So just the living standards, better education for the people, more professional people. So it's the policy that we have about oil for human resource development, or oil for human development. That's what we're on about. And the governance that we have in place, the programs that we have in place, and the human resources that goes along with it, I believe that we can attain those results it wanted. You have to be aware that in the last 4 or 5 years, Timor-Leste economically, while the whole world was slowing down, some are going down, we were growing double digits. We might continue that for the next 5 years, which then we have some growth. But still, there's a lot of challenges in that little country. But once again, that doesn't deter us from pushing things ahead.